Welcome, everybody. Share number 1186, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, in the writing is share number 338. Now, in the previous share, we spoke about the halachas of eating in an airport if one established themselves in one place, right? We sat down, we wanted to have something, baked potato chips, coffee, whatever, but we were sitting in one place, and we are not moving around. I mean, moving around from place to place. So we said in general, those halachas will be one is establishing themselves. It's a, a makom kvad, a kviyastik place, and it's one established place. So therefore, if they decide to move like to a different place where they cannot see, like a different terminal onto the plane or so on, they would have to make a new bracha. It has a halacha of a new place. Okay, we quoted that from the various different sfarim. Rabadna and so on. Now, in the previous, so now the question is, what about if somebody is traveling, right? That's if they sit down in the airport, they decide to eat something, drink something, right? Of course, Shahakal Adama and Ho Eitz. Now, what about if they are traveling and they're traveling with a bottle of water, traveling with a cup of coffee, with a bag of potato chips? How would we work that, in conjunction with the airport? Now, we're going to get into Bezras Hashem, all the halachas of Holchei Drachim, but this would fall under what we call, quote unquote, Holchei Drachim, the halachas of a traveler. So if one starts to eat or drink, in a cab, in a car service or something along those lines as Uber, right? Or a car en route to the airport, even in your own car, whatever the case is, en route to the airport, right? With the intention of eating wherever along the way. In other words, I take this bag of potato chips, hadama, or I'll take this coffee, right? Shahakal. I make my bracha and I'm ready to go. I'll be traveling. I'll be going through the terminal. I'll be checking in my luggage. I'll be going onto the plane. With this one coffee, I plan on traveling all over the place. So that is what we call holchei drachim. And so since it is what we call holchei drachim, and we'll explain Bezras Hashem upcoming shiurim how exactly that works, but basically it's not establishing a person's place in one place. It's really you are establishing, but the place that you establish is the traveling. In other words, it's on the go. That's where you establish. You establish the fact that I'll be in the car, in the terminal, in the plane, in the traveling, continuously going. That doesn't mean if you stop for a minute, to catch your breath. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you're on the go, right? If you stop by a red light, that's fine. That's not the issue over here. But the bottom line is you're on the go. So therefore, the bracha would continue. Now, as long as one does not settle down in one place for a longer period of time, right? If you come to a place and you know what, we're going to sit here. Let's all sit and relax. Let's sit and eat over here. Okay, in the terminal or in the park or whatever. Okay, so now you're already dealing with the question of shinoi makom. Now you're breaking up the holchei drachim, right? But if it's you're continuously traveling, even if you sit down for a minute or two just to relax your feet and then get up and continue going, so that will be fine. So as long as one does not settle down in one place for a longer period of time and they're continuously traveling, one would be allowed to continue eating or drinking in the terminal and even onto the plane. Now, like I mentioned, we'll be talking about Holchei Drachim, but how it works, it's not even if you're in the car. In the car, it goes without saying would be Holchei Drachim, but even if somebody is about to leave, Rabadna brings down a famous case, somebody's waiting for an Uber. We've mentioned a couple of times somebody's waiting for an Uber. I have my jacket on, I'm ready to go, fine. So it's going to take a few minutes till he comes, but as soon as he's here, I'm out of here, right? As they say in English. In the meantime, I'm just making myself the coffee so that I can make the shahakal to go. The second he beeps, I go, or the second I get the text or whatever it is we do these days with the car service and the Uber. So but the person's making the coffee and he's ready to go. So that will be also part of Holchei Drachim. In other words, it does not have to be bedafka in the car. It could be as, I'm planning on leaving like any second. So that would also be fine. You make the hadama on the potato chips or you want to make the shahakal on the coffee. I'm just giving an example. It could be with anything. Shahakal ho'etsu hadama we're talking about now. Okay, so if at any point one in fact decides to totally stop eating, so that's already that cuts off the bracha. That's meisiach das. That's not shinoi makom. That's a question of meisiach das, whereby you cut off the bracha. In other words, the person they're finishing up the coffee and they're like, oh, you know what? I had enough. I'm done. Finished. Case closed. You cover the coffee and you put it away. I'm not drinking anymore. Now that's it. Or you close up the bag of potato chips. I'm finished. Finish over. I'm stuffed. Right. I'm just giving an example. So that will cut off the bracha. Another way you would cut off the bracha if one somebody made a bar nefashes, they made it after bracha, right? You know what? I make my bar nefashes, I'm finished, and that's it. Oh, so now you cut off the bracha, so then they would need a new bracha should they decide to start eating or drinking again. This is under the Rishinei Makom, but that's just a general fact in general. Okay, so we'll stop over here. These are the halachas that brought down, Rabbanan brings it down on page 149. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Racha Kol Tuv.